Do you think of reading a book as a luxury or a privilege? The Women's Prison Book Project, the first of its kind in the country, began mailing free books and resources to incarcerated women over 20 years ago, and now includes transgender people. Three of the founders, Nicola Pine, Julia Hoopagies, and Susan Swatek, remember the early days.
We started in 94 in Minneapolis. At the time that we got started, there was a monthly queer women's performance cabaret that happened every month called Vulva Riot. And I just had this visual memory of people just streaming in with bags and bags and bags of books for us. And the only communication about the fact that we were accepting book donations was through the flyer, the Vulva Riot flyer that was sent out. The only way to get the word out about the event each month was by mail, not email. And so it said on there that we would be accepting paperback books only, and it was Women's Prison Book Project. And it was crazy. We just got so many books, and that was how the project got going.
Some of the book projects nationally would send us their requests, you know, because I think for most of the book projects around the country, they had that, here's our special request pile, and requests from women prisoners were going to the special request. And so we actually could meet a need, not only, I think, to support women prisoners across the country, we also were helping other book projects kind of take some of that load off, you know, in terms of their requests and could fill them more quickly.
When we started outreach to women in prison to spread the word about our project that, you know, first we wrote to women in prison we knew, political prisoners or women prisoners that we knew about, you know, women in prison find out about us from other women in prison. They spread the word within their prison and then to other prisons. It's always been something that amazed me. And they, to this day still, you know, WAPAP doesn't advertise in any way. All the word is generated by women in prison about what we do, about the kind of books that people can order. You know, people don't need to have an order form. They can just, you know, they write to us, yo, we heard that you do this and I need this kind of book. Both inside prison and out, people just kind of clicked about this idea of books and how they could be useful in their survival, you know, and in your sanity.
Selecting books and receiving letters from prisoners is a big part of the project that runs on donations and volunteer labor.
Beth Durant. I've been with the Women's Prison Book Project for about 5 years now. One of the things our volunteers are most shocked about is when they go to fill an order, we have this list and it's called the restrictions list. We have to check that first to find out what kind of books that can't be sent to a certain prison. They won't let in some classic books such as like The Color Purple by Alice Walker. And there was one that stands out in my mind, and it was a microbiology textbook that came back because it had naked torsos and naked body parts in the textbook. Things like that are just always really shocking.
I don't remember a specific letter, but I do know that there were many people who, they were your repeat customers, people who you'd hear from every few months or sometimes even every month. I really felt like there were certain people who I just had a strong connection to or a feeling towards. So that was a really special part of the project to me, was those relationships that you built.
To the Women's Prison Book Project, I want to thank you so much for your time and donations of the books. You really are a blessing to myself and other prisoners. We don't always have library privileges, and sometimes we go through anxiety and stress from an incarceration, and to pick up a book on any reading material and get lost in reading for a while really helps. It does wonders. So thank you again for all your time and donations. You are really appreciated, and we are blessed.
All in all, you have helped me in your gifts to keep my sanity in such a crazy, chaotic place. I am forever indebted to you and yours for these gifts. I have been receiving books from you for quite some time now and feel blessed for the opportunities you have given me to expand my mind as well as my life. The toll places like this take on one's mind is amazing. I'm hoping to use every second I'm in this place to better myself in every way, and the books are teaching me how to accomplish these goals.
I think something that is really great about the Women's Prison Book Project is you come on Sunday and 3 hours later when you leave, you've actually read letters and put together packages of books to send out, and you know that within a week's time those are going to be in the hands of women and trans folk in prison. So it's a really neat way of feeling that connection in a tangible way.
I think the work we do is important. We live in a society that it's very hard to get into prisons and actually do work inside of them. And one thing that we can do is we can send letters in. We can send books in. it's sort of my way of resisting the prison state that we live in this country, and to make some sort of change in people's lives, to say you're not forgotten because you're behind bars and that your life still matters. You should be able to at least read a book.
We try to send, used to be 120, and then we went down to 90, because we can't afford 120. So around 100 each mailing. 100 packages, which there's 3 books in each package.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.